Welcome back to Boston Public Radio. Jim Browdy and Marjorie Egan joining us in Studio 3 for our weekly news quiz are Sue O'Connell.
Hi.
She is the co-publisher of Bay Windows and the South End News. How are you, Sue?
Very well, thank you.
Maureen Dayhill runs the great, great, great website Caught in Southie. She also ran for the first Suffolk Senate seat. Good to see you, Maureen.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you both for coming in. So before we begin the fun and games and the quiz here, I want to ask you, Maureen, I reread a story from the Globe talking about the animosity against you in South Boston. You ran against Nick Collins.
She didn't run against anybody.
Hold on. The idea was that the vote was split between you and Nick Collins.
Me and Nick, yep.
And so an outsider
came in and stole the Southie seat. And it's my fault.
Yeah.
I'm the Southie spoiler.
Yeah, you took an awful lot of heat.
I sure did.
What happened?
Well, you know, certain old school types didn't think that I had any right to run.
Yeah.
And from the get-go, when I announced I was running, after I was encouraged by people in the political know around town, said you should run, we need a woman. I think they felt like I was out of line in the sense that I wasn't a state rep.
Yeah.
I was jumping over the state rep seat and running for an open seat, but it was a special election and I felt I would have done a good job, and so people were upset about that.
Sue O'Connell, Marty Walsh, the mayor, was with us, and obviously you know what his position is that he's taken on the St. Patrick's Day parade. As he was walking out the door, I said, "Are you a betting man?" He didn't actually answer that one. If you were, what would you say the odds are of you marching in the parade? And obviously he will only march in the parade if it is inclusive. And he said, he paused for a second and said, "I think I'll be marching." Do you?
Yes. I do. I think.
Why?
I think. Well, I think that you know Marty is the great mayor. The mayor is the great, the collaborator, the great bridge builder. This is something that he ran on and something that he seems to be good at and is good at. And I think it's also getting to the point now. You know, we have a new mayor, and this mayor won't march. You know,
right.
I mean, it could have been just a Menino thing. You know, Menino's just being stubborn. But now it's starting to get clear. You know, I question, what are these four guys that run the parade? What do they have on everybody?
Well, yeah, you know Marty Walsh basically said it's a couple of people. And
yeah,
speaking
it
of that,
is.
The leader of the couple of people, obviously, is Wacko Hurley. And Wacko is not disrespectful.
No,
that's what he calls himself.
That's his name.
Here's a great clip from a Greg Whalen package last night on NECN. You'll first hear the mayor saying that it's 2014. And then you'll hear Wacko Hurley's response. Just listen.
It's 2014. It's far beyond the time where we should be even having this discussion.
The mayor says it's 2014. It's time to get with the program.
I don't care if it's 2114.
Now, you have to admit, that is a pretty good line by Wacko Hurley.
Let me ask you one last thing, Sue O'Connell, before we get to this. There was, in previous parades, and I'm not sure what happened last year, but where gay and lesbian groups marched behind the parade with the Veterans for Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Has that happened every year?
Yes, it has. I mean, you know, to be clear, there always have been gays and lesbians in the parade.
Right.
You just can't group as march as like Irish American gays and lesbians. And the peace parade that follows the traditional St. Patrick's Day parade does have groups, and it's had mass equality in it, and there have been candidates who've marched in it. So they're excluded from the parade because not only do they not like gays, they don't like peace.
Right.
So it's a good St. Patrick's Day get together.
So you're bringing up the rear of the parade behind the street sweepers?
Yeah, and most people don't stay for the whole parade. But I can tell you that the photos I've seen of the onlookers of the second parade, they're all happy, very happy, waving, happy to see people. And
there's a lot of people in the second parade, right? About 2,000 people.
Is that right, Maureen?
Yeah, it's a pretty decent size.
Okay, we're going to start the quiz here. Who do you want to ask a question of?
Okay,
Maureen?
I'll start with Maureen.
Go ahead.
Oh, no.
Who is this talking about his newfound hobby, and why is he and his craft in the news this week?
See colors differently. I am, I guess, tapping a part of the brain that, you know, certainly never used when I was a teenager. And I paint people's pets. And I'd love to give them their pet as a gift. Now, I readily concede the signature is more valuable than the painting.
Okay, do you know who that is?
I think I missed this one. But is it George Bush?
Yes, it is. That's right. And do you know why he's talking? What it was in the news?
Is he painting pictures?
He's painting pictures.
He's a budding artiste.
Well, you're close.
We get the point for that. She knows who it is. That's all.
He announced this week his paintings will be on exhibit at his presidential library.
Wow, you know, sounds like he just dropped LSD for the first time.
The painting of the person in the bathtub.
Oh, that gives me the creeps.
Was that of himself? I can't remember.
I think so. Those were his toes. Yes. I have nightmares about that.
Can I tell you, I love that this guy is doing this, but I think it's actually
listen, any time that George Bush discovers a part of his brain, I think it's a good thing.
Oh, that is really unkind. That was Sue O'Connell for you who are angry at that. Okay, Sue, here's your question.
Too much? Okay.
You're right. It's way too much. You ready? Okay.
You ready?
What actor are Conan O'Brien and Andy Richter talking about right here?
Everyone talking about him today. Announced he is stepping out of the media spotlight and leaving public life. Yeah. Said I'm doing on purpose what my brothers did by accident.
He asked them for advice, and they're like, I don't know, it just stopped.
Okay, what actor are O'Brien and Richter talking about?
That would be Alec Baldwin of the Baldwin Brothers.
He's retiring from public life? Is that his line?
He's mad, and he's unhappy because no one understands him, and he says mean, hurtful things, and people take them as mean, hurtful things. Yeah. So.
And when he allegedly says these homophobic things, half the high-profile gays I hear on television say he's not homophobic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is just the way he expresses anger, and half of them say he clearly is or he wouldn't use the language.
Yeah.
What is he?
I don't think he is homophobic, but that doesn't allow him to say these things that are going to be quoted. I mean, it's sort of, he's stupid. I mean, we all know people who aren't homophobic who say things like that. I mean, it's off the record and for fun. He's Alec Baldwin. He
so do you
that.
Feel guilty? We've had this discussion about 1,000 times. When you laugh at 30 Rock, mm-hmm. do you feel guilty that you're laughing at a person who has done unkind things?
No, he's got so much money. I don't, you know, I'm
fine,
good for him.
Okay,
good for everyone.
He'll be back. He'll be back.
Yeah, like,
isn't
he going
to be on Law and Order before he goes out of, you know that, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes. He's
That's
been...
one of the questions coming up. No, I'm kidding.
Do I get a point?
It's one to one at the end of round one. Maureen Dayhill and Sue O'Connell. Go ahead.
Who's Jimmy Fallon talking about here?
This is pretty big last night. Played his first game with the Brooklyn Nets and became the NBA's first openly gay player. That's right. Good for him. Now he can move on to his next goal, become the Nets' first openly good player. Which is very interesting. Trust me, I'm a fan.
Okay, you know who that is, Maureen?
That would be Collins. I forget what his first
name
is.
That's right.
Jason Collins. That is correct. Very good. Another point for Maureen.
For extra points, you know what number he's playing? What his
number is? I do. 98.
I do.
98.
Why? Say why it's 98. It's pretty good.
That's the year that Matthew Shepard was killed, who was the openly gay kid that was killed in
Wyoming. Was
Wyoming,
it? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, you know, before we go ahead, I have to make an admission.
What?
I've been criticizing Jimmy Fallon for years.
You have. I
think
remember.
He's unfunny.
Yes.
Really? I like the things what he does with Neil Young and Bruce Springsteen.
The first show I remember you criticizing
him. Can I tell you something? The guy is fabulous.
Yes.
Yeah,
the show is like fall down funny.
He's right on that edge of nice.
I was
you know, a little mean, but kind of funny.
Okay, it's Maureen.
Oh, wait
has
a minute. Jim Browdy said he was wrong. Hold
Maureen.
On.
No.
That snuck by.
Stop the presses.
Maureen Dayhill has a commanding lead of 2-1. Here's where you can tie it
Take
up,
that,
Sue O'Connell.
Me,
yes.
Sue,
Take
you ready?
Sue. Yes.
What late night host began his new show this week? Here he is talking about Obamacare.
President Obama has announced that 4 million people have signed up for Obamacare. Obama says he wants to hit 7 million users by the end of March, at which point he'll sell it to Facebook for $10 billion.
It's also a pretty good line. Who would that be,
Sue? It's that white straight guy that has a talk show at night. What's the guy's name? I can't remember his name. I know who it is. He's from Saturday Night Live. He sits at the desk. You've never seen him standing up before. It's
she doesn't
very
get
exciting.
Points for that, does she?
Name.
Sue,
this
who's the best trivia player?
And you were accusing me of cheating earlier
okay, fine.
In the control
Maureen,
room.
You can steal the question. Who is
Go
it?
Ahead.
Seth Meyers.
That's
Whoa.
Right. That's right. Good
You're
job.
You're just having a brain block.
I'm 52. Come on.
That's right. Senior moment. Okay, ready, Maureen?
Yes.
This is from a 2009 episode of America's Most Wanted.
This is the man who ordered all of those brutal murders, Joaquin Guzman. He's known as and he is, without a doubt, the most feared and the most dangerous drug lord in all of Mexico.
Okay.
Do
you know what the drug lord's street name is and why he's in the news this week?
Oh, I don't think I do.
Oh, Sue, here's your chance.
El Chupa. Well, is that right?
Is that close enough, judges?
El Hefa.
No, I'd work on the first one.
El La.
El Hefe.
El Hefe.
Give her half a point for that.
El Chapo.
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 Which stands for Shorty.
Yes.
And he was captured, of course.
Did you see, there were two interesting things about it. Did you see him being led across the tarmac, either of you guys? Two interesting things are, one, he controls 25% of all drugs in the United States, even though everybody says he'll be replaced in a minute. Also, did you see how meek he looked? When it's sort of like when you saw Whitey Bulger time in the orange jumpsuit. Yep. It's this little
shuffling
old man.
Around.
Exactly. It was just unbelievable.
Well, that's the whole thing about, you know, the folks that are real criminals is they don't want you to know they're criminals. So they're just playing it down low, you know, in the DL.
Blending in.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Whitey Bulger was really upset you ran against Nick Collins.
Yeah, as I heard. He wrote me a letter. A stern letter I got in the mail from Whitey.
Okay, what's the score here, judges?
I think we're tied.
I got a half a point for the L
3-1. Maureen is still leading. Maureen Dayhill. Go ahead, Margaret.
Oh, here you go, Maureen. Here's a reporter for The Telegram. What is she describing?
Known as Sinahora, it means blue mountains and stands at the foot of a forest near the village of Huta, positioned by the side of a small lake. It houses bears, pheasants, and wild boar.
Who's going to translate that first? Exactly.
Okay. Do you know what she's describing?
Yeah, the leader of the Ukraine's little bungalow
his
by the
bungalow.
Sea.
That's right.
It's Arts and Crafts bungalow.
Yes. Yeah.
Very
now, Sue,
good. Yes.
Since we feel bad for you, you're losing 4-1, you can get a half a point. Okay. This is a made up question. Speaking of wild boar, this is before your real question. What former public official, high profile public official in Massachusetts, allegedly hunted wild boar? Who would that be?
Bill Weld.
That'd be right. Give her a half point. Thank you. Only a half a beat, please. Thank you. That's good enough. Okay.
Now here's, my real question.
Here's your chance to come closer, at least.
Okay.
Budweiser and former All-Star Cardinals shortstop Ozzie Smith recently teamed up to try to add a holiday to our calendar. Here's the news report about it.
There is a push to now eliminate all of this hassle to make a national holiday. That's right, a petition.
It's America's game, why not?
It is. It's a petition now on whitehouse.gov, officially launching today. It needs 100,000 signatures to warrant a response from the White House. It's got to happen in 30 days. A recent survey says an estimated 22 million Americans, 22 million have played hooky to a This would definitely knock out that problem.
Okay, I lost the page where it says what the question is, but the question is, what are they talking about?
National Opening Day holiday.
Exactly.
Yes, for baseball.
National Opening Day.
Yes.
Thank you. I like that. Now, what do you think about that? Would you vote for that if you're a member of Congress?
Absolutely, I would vote for it. Okay. Sure. I mean, there's never any kids in school if their parents have any juice, and otherwise their parents are drinking the juice at the bar, and the kids have to find a way to get home. So, come on.
How about you, Maureen Dayhill? You for that?
Sure. I'd be for it.
You know, by the way, for those
as long as it's a hack holiday.
For
I don't
those
want to support
who
support it, unless the government workers get the day off.
For my favorite line, and I happen to like this guy. The reason you were in an election was because Jack Hart stepped down as the senator from South Boston. My favorite moment was Jack Hart when he was on the floor of the Senate. When there was a proposal to get rid of the, quote, real hack holidays, Bunker Hill Day. And what was the other one? Whatever the other one.
Evacuation Day.
And he said, what are they going to do next? Eliminate Thanksgiving and Christmas? I thought that was really...
That was great.
Okay, fine. Next.
Okay, here we go, Maureen. Earlier this week, a comedic actor testified before a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on the challenges confronting families coping with Alzheimer's. Here's a clip from his testimony.
First, I should answer the question I assume many of you are asking. Yes, I'm aware this has nothing to do with the legalization of marijuana. In fact, if you can believe it, this concerns something that I find even more important.
Who is this actor?
She's sighing.
I
that was Maureen Dayhill
his voice,
sighing.
And I know he was in a lot of movies.
I'm sorry, Maureen. This is a very weak answer.
He was in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah, he was.
This is stolen.
I know, but I forget what his name is. Seth something.
No, I'm sorry.
You're
it's not good enough.
Seth Rogen.
Whoa, Sue, you weren't even given the question.
Well, you know, she was stalling.
You had to do what you had to do, exactly.
Did you hear the follow-up to that story, that there were no senators practically in there?
Two senators out of 18
crazy
showed up.
Over it.
They're busy.
Where did you learn that? Where did you hear that fact, Marjorie?
Certainly, you wouldn't ask me unless I heard it on Broadside, the news with Jim Brady.
That's exactly right. Thank you very much.
Best show last night ever.
Fine, you were on it.
Now,
okay, here's the deal. The end of regulation. We're about to go into the bonus round. What is the score, judges, please, yet again? What is the score? What? Really? It's 4 for Maureen Dahill and 3.5 for Sue O'Connell.
Wow. I think we have to arm wrestle.
Yeah. This is amazing.
Get the Jell-O out.
Okay, now Maureen, since you represent South Boston, and Sue, since you represent the South End, we're going to ask you about something completely the opposite. North by Northwest, the famous and one of the greatest movies ever by Alfred Hitchcock. Go ahead, Marjorie.
Okay, here we go. Question one.
Who's that? Sue.
In North by Northwest, during the chase scene on Mount Rushmore, how does the villain played by Martin Landau plunge to his death? A, by sliding down President Lincoln's nose. B, by sliding down George Washington's neck. Or C, by losing his grip as he hangs from Teddy Roosevelt's mustache.
C.
Incorrect.
Well, well.
A or B?
Good guess, though.
A?
Oh,
you are
yes.
correct by sliding down President Lincoln's nose.
I don't know if I was born when this movie came out.
Yeah, I saw. Sorry, I don't remember that. That's a hard
baby
one.
Baby boomers think
my grandpa likes that movie.
You ready? You can really cement your lead here, Maureen Dahill from Caught in Southie. Okay. One of the stars of North by Northwest was the gray suit that Cary Grant wore. Which of these is a true fact about the actual suit? A, in the Madman episode, The Suitcase, Don Draper wears an exact replica of the suit. B, the first suit was tailored for Jimmy Stewart, who was originally slated to play the lead character. Or C, a short story entitled Cary Grant's Suit recounts the film's plot from the suit's point of view. Which is true, please?
Is it B?
That would be wrong. Oh. Is it A or C?
A.
That is also wrong, but thank you.
It was C?
It was C?
Now, the final question is going to you. How many points behind is Sue O'Connell? How many is she behind?
Just half.
102.
Okay, you're behind 1.5. This happens coincidentally to be worth 1.5 points.
All right, here we go.
So you could tie this
up. Which of these is a real-life homage to North by Northwest? A, an episode of Murder, She Wrote is titled South by Southwest. B, an episode of The Simpsons, Marge and her mom are attacked by a biplane in a cornfield. C, in Spencer for Hire, Spencer's dog is named Thornhill after Cary Grant's character, Roger Thornhill.
I would say B, Simpsons.
Incorrect. You didn't really mean B, did you?
I meant The Simpsons.
That was also wrong.
That's
okay,
wrong.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Oh, it is right?
No, it is
oh,
right.
Sorry, we made a mistake. It is
Yay,
right. The judges made a mistake. Congratulations.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, yes. Thank
Maureen
you very
is appalled,
much.
By the way. I want you to know.
This sounds like it's been rigged.
It does. So.